Wow.
Wonderful, Sharon's. What a great night. And I've been very inspired by every single person that shared. And, you know, God really is working in each of us, both to will and to do with his good pleasure. He's never stopped. And the only time we think he stopped is when we're not really looking to him. He really is good. But I want to give thanks to God and to my Lord Jesus Christ, you know, just for how they brought me this far and the things they're doing in my personal life and in my walk as an individual and as someone that, you know, encourages other people. And I know it's not from my ability, but it's from him, because I'm allowing him to work. And I also want to thank the guys that have prayed for me to go to India, and praying for Kim back here, and for everyone coming together. And that's a family unit. And so, I mean, I just had such a life-changing time again in India. I've been there over 20 times, but this time was the best time I've ever been, even though we only had a week in Amritsar, and because of this lockdown situation, it you know, cut short the trip to Calcutta. But it was perfect. Everything about that trip was perfect, and God worked everything together for good for me and for Fred. You know, because we do love God, and we are called according to his purposes, not our purposes. And, you know, I learned such a lot from Raj Sutton, as I shared in my earlier sharing. I met Raj Sutton my first visit to India in 2006. He had a Christian, you know, tradition background. And he was desiring the things of God. And, you know, he shared on the video how he began. So you can go and listen to that if you haven't listened to it. It's really great. But I've seen the man's growth, and I've seen the change in his heart. And, you know, he really began to move very powerfully. And God gave him a leader. And through this one leader come many people. But this leader decided to take all these people with himself, and then started to set up things his own way. And he actually lost all those people. But Raj Sutton was left with no one. So he went to Sangat, his leader, for encouragement. And Sangat just said, that's great. You know, so God now is going to give you more, you know. So Raj Sutton got peaceful with that, and he started to pray to God. And, you know, he was sharing with me that he would look at certain people and think, oh, is that my labourer? Is that my labourer? But it wasn't until he went to God and realised that it was God that was going to give him that labourer that the thing started to happen for him. And now he has so many people. There was about, in the videos that I put on the Facebook and pictures, there was about 800 people at this meeting that we went. But there was a lot more that could have come, but some of them lived far away, and a lot of the kids were doing some kind of exam. So not everyone could come. Because Raj Sutton wondered where they all were, and then he found out why. But the point was, is like he was sharing with me, he has one leader who has 400 fellowships. And the way that they do things over there is just so very simple, so very powerful, and the sound doctrine is what gets them going. And the sound doctrine is what God gives you. So, in other words, when you're speaking by God and you're following the inspiration that he's putting in your heart, when you're encouraging people, if those people catch what's being said and they draw close to that leader and then do it, then they start to prosper. They start to, you know, see great growth happening, miracles, signs and wonders. And it's not that they got a report to their leader. So, like, it's not that Raj Sutton is going to Sangat every 5 minutes saying, okay, what do I do next? So Sangat just encourages people, okay, this is what you do. And you go to God, and you're free to move with God. And then he, you know, gives them words that God's put in his heart for them. And it's, and it is, you know, it lines up with the scriptures also. And it's these words that are given and that are practiced by the ones that are listening, when it's faithfully practiced. These guys are so humble. I'm not saying no one's humble here, so don't get me wrong, but these guys are so humble that they connect to their leader and they're encouraged, but they walk with God. When they go, they walk with God, keeping those things in their heart that they've learned, and they put it to practice. And as they do that, then over like a year, 6 months, they start to see great things happen, multiplication of people come in. They see prosperity for themselves because they're honoring God with their first fruits. And so God really is at work. And God bless you, Jason. Take care.
God bless you, Jason.
So God really is at work. And so it's all about the humbleness and walking with God and who you connected to. Where are you being fed? What words are you being given? What doctrine are you being given? Is it doctrine and traditions of men? And, you know, you can have some results with that. You can have some results with that. Or you can be very fruitful with God by just allowing God to lead you, connecting to those words. So I've seen this, and Raj Sutton was sharing this type of thing with me, that he's looking to God in those situations, and he connects to his overseer. So who are you connected to? That's what you've got to ask yourself. Where are you being really fed? And are you practicing those things that are being encouraged? Like tonight, we've listened to so many wonderful things, but what practical things are you taking from that has touched your heart? And are you just going to get blessed by that for that moment, or are you going to put it into practice? So what they do, they get people born again, then they encourage them to speak in tongues, they lead them into speaking in tongues, then they encourage them that God will give you the words to speak, and then they teach them to abundantly share. Three basic things, really. And when these guys practice that, they come out of poverty to prosperity. They see signs, miracles, wonders, great healings. And there was one couple that really touched my heart. And this guy, he worked in Dubai, I believe. And his brother was at home, and basically they all lived together, and he was sending money back to the home, and the brother was using this money for drinking and gambling. And he thought, and his dad fell asleep, so he thought, no, what the dad left was between them. But this brother tricked him out, tricked the dad into signing everything over to this guy that was the brother that was drinking and gambling. So in the end, this guy had nothing. They were actually on the streets of Delhi. And then he was in contact with someone that was in Amritsar, who encouraged him to come and start a new life in Amritsar. And then they got to hear about God. They were a Hindu before this, I believe. And they start to, you know, practice the things of God. And me and Fred went to the home. And they were renting this home. And when they moved in that home, they had no furniture. They had no car, no auto. An auto is like a little taxi thing, like a tuk-tuk, they call it, I think, in other places. And now this guy has got his own little business with his taxi, and he's got his own car. They got furniture in their home, and they took us to a plot of land just about five or six houses up where it hasn't been built, and they've actually purchased that land, and then they're in the process of having it built for their own home. God has blessed them that much. And they just love God. They're very humble, very meek. They connect to their leader, who is Raj Sutton. And I recognise one thing. The level of heart that Raj Sutton shows towards the person that's encouraging him, who's Sankar, their leaders show him the same level of respect. So there's a lot of humility from the leader, as well as the ones that are following the encouragement from that leader. So there is things there that if we could put into practice, you know, then, or if we haven't practiced it, then we can see great things happen the same way. Because as Kim Hiley shared, you know, God is not a respecter of persons, but he that reverences God and works righteousness with God is accepted. So it all starts with a humble heart towards God, putting away of our own thing, and then following the sound words and encouragement that's been given. And if we do that, the connection, your connection, who you connect with, is very important. And then the next thing, are you following that encouragement? But you're not doing it unto the person, you're doing it unto God. And so, like Paul said in 2 Thessalonians, you know, we thank God that when you received the word of us, you received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectively worketh in you, because you believe. So what was Paul sharing with them? He was sharing those words that God was working in him. Paul had a pharmaceutical mind before he got born again. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. But when he became born again, something could change. He received Holy Spirit. And he didn't walk with that Pharisee mindset, but he walked with the mind of Christ. And that was God working in Paul, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And he was speaking those perfect words. And then he had his followers with him, Silas and Timothy. And he taught them the same way, how to walk with God. This is how you walk with the Father. So I seen these wonderful things. And then I lost the passport, which was... Kim, can you get me a drink of water? So I lost the passport, and that really shook me. Because I knew that we were going to be, you know, this lockdown had come, the flights were being cancelled, and we was trying to book another flight. But thankfully, I kept a copy of my passport also. And so Fred was able to book another flight without my passport, because he had my passport number. And so I was really getting uptight about this. And so in the end, you know, I went to Raj Sutton, and he said, Lawrence, he said, just get peaceful with God. Go to your room and pray. Very simple. But when he spoke those words to me, I become very peaceful. And they were right from God, what I needed to hear. And so I went to my room and I just thanked God. Father, I just thank you that you're going to take care of this. You know that I need it. And you're the supplier of all my need. And I just visualized that passport in my hand. It was like I even felt it in my hand and in my... and I seen it also in the top pocket of my coat where I kept it before. And I just visualized it back with me. And I was giving thanks to God. And I just started to have a great peace in my heart. To the point that I just, you know, I prayed and that was it. And then I was a knock on the door. We're going to have dinner now. So we went to Fred's room where some believers had turned up and they cooked and prepared food for us and brought it to the hotel for us. And these guys served their heart out. They were so humble. Every single one of them was so humble. Wanted to bless you, wanted to encourage you, wanted to carry your suitcase for you type of thing. Real wonderful, beautiful, you know, believers. And they just had great care, even to the food that we was eating and everything. Fred didn't like it too spicy, so we'd ask them to tone the spice down, and they toned the spice down. And just great heart. And then Rod Sutton was there, and we was eating, and he got a phone call, and then he put the phone down, and because he was speaking obviously in Hindi, I believe. And then he just picked the phone back up, and he said something to them, and I later found out what it was. The first phone call was that there was a believer that worked at the airport. Raj Sutton got inspired to ring him and ask to check if anyone had handed the passport in, because we went to the airport that day to cancel off the flight, and Fred wanted to get confirmation, which we got, that this flight was cancelled, and he had some proof so that he can claim the money back. And so Raj Sutton rung the guy back, and he said, you know, have you gone to the car park where the kiosk is, where you pay to come out, and seen if anyone's handed the passport in there? So this believer left the airport, went to the airport car park, checked with the attendant, and someone had handed it in. And Raj Sutton was so excited when he told me. He said, this is a great miracle. You know, because he said people usually find something like that, they chuck it away, especially if it's no good to them. And I had tears in my eyes, because I knew that God cared about me and he cared about that passport. And also because of the hassle I would have had to gone through, I wouldn't have been able to get, like Fred said, the emergency passport that I would have had to have got. I'd have had to gone to the Amritsar police station to get a note from them first, and then that's to get me so I could travel from Amritsar to Delhi, and then I would have to gone to the embassy there to get an emergency passport, and then I would have had to gone to the Indian embassy to get an exit visa. So look what God saved me from, all that trouble there. And while me and Fred was in India, we, like I said, we went to all these wonderful fellowships, and I felt like a film star because everyone wanted a selfie with you. You know, and there's this thing about the coronavirus, keep your distance. I mean, they were coming up, squashing their face up against mine, and I had no fear of any of that stuff. You know, I really believe God had his hand protection around me, and not only that, but I couldn't say to people, keep away, keep your distance. So I was taking all these selfies with all these beautiful people, from old ladies to old men. man to the middle-aged man to the young kids, all wanted selfies, and they made you feel so welcome and special. And I said to Fred, I'm glad I'm not a film star or a star like in the circular world, because that was 2 hours of selfies. You know, they must get exhausted, all these people, like, you know. So they just made you feel very welcome. And then we went to the house of one of the hosts of that meeting, which her name was Barbita. Barbita, I think it is, and Ricky. And Ricky and his brothers, they're good-looking kids. If you look on my Facebook wall, we got the turbans on. I'm stuck in the middle, and you've got these two good-looking kids either side of me. And they were in the mafia, you know, like the mafia in that part. And when we turned up at their house, they welcomed us with all this, you know, confetti and stuff like that. And the next minute, I heard these gunshots go off. So he had his gun out and he was firing in the air, obviously letting everyone know that he had guests of honour, you know. So, like, and I think, oh my God, like, he's got a proper real gun there, like, you know. But they're really humble to God. They got labourers, and he was sharing testimonies of how one devil spirit manifested himself through one guy who was skinny, and there was nothing to him, and this guy picked up a bed and threw it at him. And then he just cast it. He said the guy, he was so skinny, there was no possible way he should have been able to pick up a whole bed and throw it, and he threw it at a distance. And so he cast the spirit out of this guy, and this guy got delivered, and many testimonies like this. And so it was just a really wonderful time of being with believers that were so humble, so meek, so wanted to bless you, so wanted to share their testimonies with you, so excited about the things of God. They love God, they love the Lord Jesus Christ. They were speaking about Jesus Christ as well in their sharings and their testimonies. There was testimonies of people that had leprosy, and you know, one guy showed his arm, which was completely healed. He said it was covered in leprosy. And you had people from young ages sharing their testimonies, you know, from 5 all the way up to 88. There was one guy about 88, and he was really preaching it, man. Like, he was giving it, and he was a really old man as well. But they have such passion for God, and they want to serve God by serving people and preaching the gospel of Christ. They have such a desire for reaching out to others, and they're not shy about speaking about God. They're very bold. And don't forget, there's a lot of different religions over there as well, and they don't come under persecution because they're very bold in what they are declaring and saying. And then we had the last flight to that, the last flight before they grounded all the flights from Amritsar to Delhi. And we was going to stay in a hotel near Sandgate, but they shut them, and Sandgate said, no, you come to my house. So it was the best place to be. We was just so blessed by God.
But a miracle that you got that flight.
Considering that there was a lot of people that had been visiting India, and they were in a lot dire situation than us, so we were very thankful. And the heart of Sangha and the heart of Beatrice, so humble, so loving, so kind. Beatrice must have made a different meal for every day. I think we only had one meal the same. That was mutton curry, because I like mutton curry. So did Fred. So we had that a couple of times. But the rest of it, it was different breakfast, a different meal every day. And Sanjay, who's Sandgate's driver, but also a believer now, he has his fellowship at home, and he has many leaders now. He was also serving. And I would wake up in the morning, and my manner is to go to the balcony where I could have a cigarette. And I would take water with me, because I didn't want to go down, just in case, you know, people are still in bed or whatever. So, but I always like a coffee or a tea. But Sanjay, every time I went up to the balcony, I would take my glass of water and light up my cigarette. And the next minute, Sanjay's standing there. Chai? You like chai? And every time. So I had a cup of chai, even down to that little need. And another quick testimony I want to share with you was that when I was on the balcony, I said, God, like, you know, it's been a long time now. And I said, you know, I'm quite happy to stay here, but I know Kim wants me home. If I'm going home in the next 3 days, don't forget, there's no planes in the sky. I said, please let there be a plane fly over this house. That was in the morning I prayed that. 10 o'clock at night, I'm out there having a cigarette. Lo and behold, a plane flies directly over Sandgate's house. So I knew I was coming home. And I went in, I said, Sanger. And I said, Fred, come and have a look at this. So they seen the plane, and I told them what I said. So that, you know, they were encouraged by that as well. And then the next day, Fred got his flight, and then I was home 2 days later. So, you know, God really went to work, and he really took care of our needs and our heart. But I really learned to trust God. And I really learned that I've been doing too much in my own strength, effort and ability, and with my own brain power, my own knowledge of what I understood of the scriptures, of the classes that I've taken, of the fellowships that I've run through the years. And I realised I'd done a lot of things in my own ability, in my own wisdom. And I'm just so thankful for Sangik, because, like, he's a humble man. He's taken a lot of flack for some of the things that he said, but he's speaking right words from God. And these words that are received from the, especially from the leaders in India, are producing great fruit. There's hundreds of thousands of believers now in Delhi, in India itself, and also in Nepal. Like, the rapid growth in Nepal. And I went to Nepal when there was only 11 believers, when one of the other leaders began the work there. And there was only 11, but there's thousands of them now. And I went to Calcutta, where there was only like a handful of people, and there's thousands of them now. We're not talking 2, 3, 4, we're talking in the hundreds of thousands. And it's spreading throughout all of India. And when, before the lockdown, Sangate was hardly at home because he was being invited to so many different people around, you know, around India. So he'd be going to, like, Beatrice goes to one place, she's invited to one place, and then Sangate's invited to a different part of India, and they're serving, they're encouraging, you know, and the people are, you know, just there, but they're walking with God. So, you know, when I do compare the things, because when I look at the West side of things, a lot of people don't connect to anyone. They just do their fellowship their way, and that's it. But where are you being fed from? You know, you've got to be fed from someone that's walking with God, someone that is given those sound words and right encouragement. You know, and I know that, and God showed me that when he showed me to connect back with Sangha. But I'm saying that now because my mind was in a different place then, but now it's in a different place because God humbled me to show me. Because why did God do that? Because he wants me to be very fruitful. Why has God put it in my heart to share with this with you now? And some of you may not even like what I'm saying, but the point is God wants you to be very fruitful. And we are all free to move with God. So just if you think, so, well, I don't want to connect to anyone, I'm connected to God. Well, we all are. But there are leaders that are moving with God. There are there's like the gift ministries, you know. And when we're connecting to those that are moving with God and speaking the things that God wants them to share, and those people receive those words, then great things will happen. Listen, guys, I want to see this word that God's put in our hearts and our lives, and I want to see all man to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And the reason why that is because it's God's desire. And that's the dog just doing a little twirl around in the front room there. So, like, God's desire is that all men to be saved and come unto a knowledge of the truth. And we are not going to do it with our own knowledge, our own wisdom, our own knowledge of the scriptures. But we're going to do it led by the Spirit of God, just like they did in the book of Acts. Just like to Samaria, under great persecution. Because they were led by God. They were led by the Spirit of God. And Stephen, you know, even when Stephen, before he was stoned, you know, God was working in him and he was speaking by the Spirit. And God brought back to his mind all the things of the scriptures to confound these guys and to show them where, you know, that they needed to repent. But they stoned him instead. But God was working in him. And, you know, and that sowed the seed in the heart of Paul, who was Saul at the time. You know, he went by the name Saul, then known by that name. And, you know, and he got confronted by Jesus Christ, filled with the Spirit. And look at the love of God towards Paul. And he was persecuting the church. He was kicking against the pricks. And I asked myself, Lawrence, are you kicking against the pricks? Are you trying to be that smart, you know, that you know so much? You don't know nothing. Allow God to show you. Allow God to teach you. Allow God to give you his words, his wisdom, his love. And that doesn't mean to say we neglect the scriptures, because we don't. We go to the scriptures with God. And that's, you know, like my study now is totally different. Whereas before I would go and do a word study and think I'm going to work this word and see what I can gain. And then I come up with a really nice teaching. But when I do it with God, he gives his perspective on it and shows you more clearly. And it's stuff that he gives you will inspire faith in other people that they want to do it and produce the fruit from it. So, you know, we can have seed, but if it's not sown in the right ground, it's not going to produce anything. And the word of God that we speak from our mouth is seed. So are we speaking, what seed are we giving from our mouth? Is it seed that's going to produce fruit in the people to make them productive with God, to help them to connect to God, to help them to really walk with God? And so it takes it starts with humbleness and humility. It really does. We can either eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which is the information around you, or you can eat from God. Adam and Eve, they were in the garden. They had a relationship with God. And then devil comes along. Okay, it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, blah, blah, eat of it. No, you'll be like God. You can make your own decisions. You can do it your way. When we eat from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we won't get godly results. But God wants a relationship with you. He really wants to enlighten your eyes further than what they've been enlightened already. He's a loving God. He's a tender God. And I realized that God removes the veil from our eyes bit by bit. So God walked me through my mistakes and my logic over a period from 2015, I would say, to right up to now, that he slowly took that veil away. Because if he took it away straight away, it'd have blinded me. I wouldn't have been able to see anything. But God is so loving that he slowly removes the veil from your eyes when you become humble, so you can see the right way to move. And so I'm thankful for my teacher, which is God through Jesus Christ. But my teacher here on earth, the one I connect to, is Sangha, because he's really speaking those things from God. He's not doing it from his own effort, from his own wisdom. He learned, he become humble, and so God was able to feed him, to feed others. And when we do the same, we can do the same. And so I'm so thankful for my teacher, and he's a great man, and I'm very thankful to him. I'm thankful that God humbled me down, and now I can be the same type, like a Timothy to Paul. And I'm not putting Sangate above me, by the way, but he's speaking the right things. And so, you know, I want to learn from that and from anybody else that is speaking those sound words, because we can all do it. We've all got the ability of God. We can all be prosperous. We can all be flourishing. When I mean prosperous, I'm on about, we can all have great growth within our fellowships and our communities. And we should start our own fellowships. If you're in a position, if you desire to start your own fellowship, begin. Just begin it. And do it on the Skype. Start your own Skype fellowship as well as do this one. But let God bring the labourers to you. Desire those labourers. Pray for them. So I had a great time, guys. It was the best time of my life. And then I had to come home. No, I'm really joking. I enjoy coming home. I'm so thankful to be back here and to also see that God is, you know, really working with my kids as well. And, you know, and Jason's a very humble guy, actually. You know, he's been with us and we've been with him for, what, 20-odd years now? And we've grown together, and he's very meek and humble to God, and he does connect. And then I'm not telling him what to do. I just encourage what comes to my heart with him. And it's up to him what he does with it. You know, I'm not following him up saying, did you do this? Did you do? No, I used to do that years ago, but then I learned. And so Jason's free. I don't put any holds on anyone. I'm just like, okay, you go with God. But you give people the right encouragement. And that's the words that God gives you to speak forth. So that's what I wanted to share. And I hope that's blessed you and encouraged you. So with that, if anyone wants to say anything or pray or have manifestations, carry on.
That was awesome.
Okay, thank you.
We enjoyed that testimony, that sharing. It was really great. Thank you very much.
Okay, would someone like to pray and then close out of a word of prayer and we'll have some manifestations? Maybe two people pray and then we'll have some manifestations, yeah?
I'll pray.
Okay, darling.
Okay. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ for this often awesome privilege of being able to get together regardless of what's going on in the world and to be able to fellowship around the greatness of your word and your testimonies of what's going on spiritually, Father. And I thank you for your hand of protection again around all of us and our families, our children, our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I thank you for the countries that we live in, Father, for your hands of protection upon the believers. Thank you for working in the leaders in these countries, Father, to be able to keep our freedom to move the word. And also, Father, to get rid of and just expose any poison or any evil that's going on, because your people have turned back to you, Father. I thank you for energizing us every day and bringing people into our lives that want to hear the word, and that we can just continue to speak and hold it forth and to bring healing, Father, to people and even in other nations, and that we are one in Christ Jesus with you as our head. And I thank you for that, for this great time of fellowship with Kim and Lawrence, for opening their home to us. And God, we love you so much, and we just look forward to that day when we'll all be together for eternity, Father. And I thank you for these things in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. And someone else pray?
Amen. I'd like to pray, Lewis. Hey.
Go for it, Lewis.
All right. Yeah, coronavirus, I speak to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and I command you to vaporize, leave this planet, and no harm left behind, that there is complete restoration and there is great peace and prosperity abounding throughout the whole world. And the needs of those that are suffering, that their needs are absolutely met, and that all the believers continue to rise up stronger and stronger in the power that we have been given through Jesus Christ, that we stand victorious, loving one another, encouraging one another, and in speaking forth your word as those bold, mighty, powerful sons of God you've called us to be, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And Marie Carroll, would you like to speak in tongues and interpret about it?
Sure.
Who?
Utalama Lanta Kukarata Shalaka Basala Kitia Deaka de Kia Malaka de Kia Tate Deaka de Kia Balaka de Kia Malaka de Kia Tate. And be still, my dear children. Know that I'm your heavenly Father. Know that I love you so, so much. You have nothing to fear, nothing to fear, nothing to fear. Be anxious for nothing. Know that I'm your heavenly Father. Know that I have engraven you upon the palms of my hands. Know that I love you. So be at ease and be at peace and walk out on my word and be led by my spirit.
Amen. Someone else speak in tongues and interpret, please.
Eniama Asho Sofi Akele Dana Anas Shishamaila Kele Niki Pihyanda Huma Anikise Sanja Son Sasha Sin Yanati Toshma Chalakashinko Nikide Arahanashu Sorkana Anashikiti Arahana Arakaramano Koshinti. My children, have I not said to be of a courage? Have I not told you have no fear? For I am your God. I have put in your hearts my word. I have written them upon your hearts. Therefore, you need have no fear, for I, your God and Father, shall truly bring it to pass. My children, truly you sit at my right hand in my Son, Christ Jesus. So, my children, be bold in this big time and hour. Bring forth that which I work in your heart to bring forth.
For my people are there. My harvest is white and plenteous, my people. So go forth, be bold, be courageous. I am with you. I am protecting you. I am watching over you. I am guiding you. I am inspiring you.
Amen. And Kathy Clark, would you bring forth a word of prophecy, please?
I am the Lord thy God, and I am mighty, and I am great. I have called you forth to be my very own. It was my great desire, my children, to make you my family. I looked ahead and saw everything that you needed to be, and I did that for you in Christ Jesus. You have all things. You're not lacking anything. Therefore, you can go forth in this world and live that greatness of me in you. Walk forth with the Christ in you, taking his place upon earth and doing those things that he did. For yea, you are fully equipped and you are fully enabled to do all.
Amen. And Kelly Drennan, would you bring forth a word of prophecy, please? Kelly there? Okay, somebody else bring forth a word of prophecy.
I am your God, and I give you my strength, my love, my wisdom. Go and forth and take all what I give to you. Work by my spirit in you, because you are my children and you are looking only to me, and you have desire and action to do that I give to you. I love you.
Amen. And Fred, do you want to close out of a word of prayer, bro?
Sure. Well, Father, I just thank you for this wonderful time we spent together with all these saints from all around the world. I just thank you, Father, for your mighty love and that ever-flowing water that continually is just pouring through us, that we receive, and we're able to give that living water to all those around us. And I just thank you, Father, for those great laborers that you're sending forth to us to connect with us, and that we can be blessed and just sound out so mightily and shine as great lights for this particular day and tomorrow, wherever the time zone we're at right now, that you're there, you're guiding us, that it's always with you, it's always 24/7, moment by moment we walk. And I just thank you, Father, for this great gift of eternal life that we've received through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, that enables us to, that we became sons and daughters. And I just thank for all this. In his name, amen.
Amen, amen, brother. We love you all. What a great Skype fellowship. Thank you, Fred. Thank you for everyone that shared. And we love you. And Maria, keep your son in my prayers as you asked. And God's with you. And, you know, you give also your desire to God and expect it to happen. So God is with you. Kelly, we love you, and we keep you in the prayer that God comforts your heart at this time. And really wonderful. I'm greatly encouraged.
Thank you. I love you guys too. God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night, everybody.
We love you all. Have a good one.
God bless everybody.
Love
you guys.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody. Anna, Pedro, God bless you. Frank and Annie and Fred.
Good night.
God bless you.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye